Holy Spirit, pour pour out your love. Holy Spirit, pour out your love.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
因为能够接受天主的爱，所以能够好爱厄娃，所以他称厄娃为我骨中之骨，肉中之肉。但是当亚当他抗拒天主的时候呢，
因为连罪人也这样作。你们若借骨，那些有非望常还的，为你们还算什么功德？就是罪人也借给罪人，为能原数收回。但是你们当爱你们的仇人，善待他们，借出不要再有所希望。如此，你们的上报必定丰厚，且要成为至高者的子女，因为他对待忘恩的和恶人是仁慈的。你们应当慈悲，就像你们的父那样慈悲。
爱你的仇人，
呼唤你的名
字。对你边个系你的仇人
？Jesus speaks of five types of people。
跟住咧，耶稣咧讲咗几类人。
Those who hate you。
嗰啲憎恨你嘅人。
Those who curse you。
嗰啲咒骂你嘅人。
Those who mistreat you。
嗰啲唔对你唔好嘅人。
Those who take your clothes
away. Those who strike
you on the conscience. These are the
pathways.
In short, those who hurt us.
How would we be
prepared?
我们应该怎样去同佢哋相处呢
？Usually we follow the scientific principle。
通常咧，我哋根据一啲科学嘅原则。
What is the scientific principle？
即系咩咧
？Action reaction。
Every action has an equal and opposite reaction。
即係話咧，每一個動作咧，佢都係有對相同嘅對人嘅動作嘅。
That's what I said.
呢個咧
係
阿吳敦講嘅。
阿官聽阿媽。
誒，你幫我攞住啊！啱啱派呢個狼人嘅時候。
And she said, I did it because he hit me.
咁啊，邊個會帶你？因為佢首先咧就係打咗我先。
That is unnecessary scientific principle. The wife hit the husband who hit her. An arm for an
eye.
A tooth for a tooth.And soon everybody becomes blind and
toothless.
This is what is happening in the world. And Jesus said, those of you who hear me, I say to you. When you go to obey Jesus,will be able to understand this
teaching.
Everybody else will continue to argue. Why should I forgive? It's no court of law that prescribes that we should forgive us.Every court of law is for justice. Justice means to give to others what they deserve. And therefore, if someone hits me, I will beat him.Go to fight the dog, the dog will come charging at
you.
This is the law of nature. The law of justice. Jesus speaks of mercy. Jesus said, Luke chapter 6, verse 36, be merciful as your Father in heaven is
merciful.
What is mercy?
Mercy
transcends justice. Mercy is giving undeserving love. When someone loves you, he does not deserve to be loved. When someone strikes me at my right cheek, he does not deserve my love.
Thank you.
Jesus is one of our leaders. And he's one of the people who argued every differences. We refuse worship in truth. We worship on his heart. We are more right because our father, ancient father, Jacob, worshipped here. Again, Jesus did not pick up the
heart.
Jesus had one vision in his heart. One fire burning within. Jesus wanted to save his
people.
At one time, Jesus revealed to her how sinful she was. She was immediately led after him. But the way Jesus revealed that to her was rather hurtful to her. She accepted Jesus' sin. Because by not arguing with his woman, Jesus believed her confidence. And with what accepted Jesus, first as a prophet, then as a
Messiah.
And she asked Jesus, give me a living water, the Holy Spirit, that I may not come here to draw water again. May the water of that well demand your own sinful life. Jesus offered her the living water of the Holy Spirit. She opened her heart to the Holy Spirit. She became a new person. Jesus gave her for the
Father.
In that sinful woman, Jesus saw a daughter of the Heavenly Father who the Heavenly Father had brought to Jesus. And this is the principle Jesus followed all the time. Simon Peter reminded
him.
Jesus did not remind Simon Peter. Lord, once he get old, Jesus turned and looked at Simon Peter. Peter saw tears in the eyes of Jesus. Tears that opened up the floodgates of tears in the heart of Simon Peter. Jesus prayed Simon Peter for the Father. Pilate condemned him. Jesus did not condemn
Pilate.
Jesus did not say even a word against
Pilate.
Rather, Jesus had a good word against Pilate. Jesus said, you are not asking me at all to hand me over to
you.
The centurion was determined to crucify Jesus and kill him on the cross.
heaven and bring Father the good. The good people tried to describe Jesus and challenge him. But Jesus did not react. Jesus did not despise him and said, "Hey, here we go." At one time, the good people
Jesus gave us a command.
mercy when we bring that amen.
Be merciful to everyone who hurts you.
So we have chosen to make some money and something that is to break.
That's great then for the Father.
Really, you are keeping me and turning me around.
At times, we must pray to God that we are others by the Father.
Say, Lord, when you are in the Lord, you are in the Lord, you are in the Lord, you are in the Lord,
Jesus said something beautiful to the philosopher. Jesus was sitting with the disciples. All the 12 were there.
12个都在这
里。
Where was Judas sitting?It's a proof even to us by Saint John. During the Paschal feast, the head of the family decides the seat of the king. So Jesus decided and gave a seat to Judas.Very close to the disciple of Jesus. How do we know that? St. John says, Jesus said something to the Jews.Jesus said, go and do what I have decided to do. Jesus said it. And only other disciples thought that Jesus asked him to go and do some shopping for the Paschal festival.That's what others were. Because they were sitting far. Who did have the right way? Because the Jews were sitting for Jesus. The enemy Jesus killed the closest place to his heart.But the father of the family ascribes things to the members of the family. It is commonly done that the person the father loves most will be asked to sit close.And it's a sweet Jesus going to do it. Even when the man had 30 silver pieces in his
pocket.
And Jesus wanted to wash away the sin of all the disciples.Jesus put water in the basin and knelt at the side of Simon Peter. Simon Peter said, No, Master, you cannot wash me. The Master washing the feet of the slaves. The slaves used to go about washing the feet of the masters, but the latter sat at the But here, the Master was sitting down to wash the feet of the disciples. Then they said, No, I will not allow you to wash my feet. Then Jesus said the same thing. I said that to me to understand
well.
Jesus said, Simon, if I do not wash you, you will have no place with me.
Mm-hmm.
You have no participation with me. What did Jesus mean? The participation of Simon Peter with Jesus would be cut off. Nowhere where Simon Peter would deny Jesus. See, he has this all from God. The participation of Simon Peter with Jesus will be cut off with the denial. And Jesus knew that Simon Peter would deny Jesus. And Jesus wanted one thing. When Simon commits that sin against Jesus, the participation of Simon Peter with Jesus should not be cut off. And therefore Jesus washed away the sin even before the sin was committed. Even though Simon Peter would deny Jesus, his participation with Simon Peter would remain. And therefore, the washing of the feet was not a mere act of service. It was an act of salvation. Jesus was saving me in
silence.
Jesus was saving Judas, who was
betrayed.
I want you away and say. Jesus was saving every other disciple. And this is what Jesus wants us to do. There are people who have been sinned against us. There are people who hurt us. Come in justice to us. We will be granted and find fault with everyone. It's not a good thing. A good thing was written by your God. And he knew he was a man of God. As soon as the baby was written by a man of God, he asked his friend to give him a piece of paper and pen. And the baby began to write very fast. Then asked me, what are you writing? And the baby said, I am writing in the name of everyone whom I should go and fight that I did not
have.
Why does the baby want to fight everyone? Because he was sitting. All of us are bitten by
lies.
We are hurt by
lies.
What do we do with these hurts?
We are
despised by
lies.
We are condemned by
lies.
We are disadvantaged by lies. We are rejected by others. We are deceived by others. We are mistreated by others. All these painful memories we hold up in our hearts. May the process be completed. And we are in a terrible urge to go and fight
everybody
else. This is how great our hopes
miserable.
This is what makes the relationship clear. This is what makes families miserable. Today we want to do the one thing we can do with our
hearts.
We offer to
Jesus.
When we keep and watch our hearts away. Often we ask this question. How can he do this to
you?
Why didn't he say this to
me?
As soon as we ask this question, we are allowing our hearts to rule our
hearts.
We have to let it all go. And that is why Jesus is
saying,
when you are those who persecute you. The one answer to all of our hearts. Today and tomorrow we will sit in the presence of Jesus. And remember everyone who
hurts us.
Jesus said, love your enemies, do good to them, and then expect nothing from them. We will never be
unrest.
We will never be unrest. We will never be unrest. We will never be
unrest.
We will never be unrest. Father, his mother appeared to a man who was praying.
Thank you.